This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We're going to talk about a program the Heritage House here in Atlantic is working on to spice up the Christmas season just a bit. I know Christmas, it's far down the road, right? Not as far as you think if you're planning some events and things. Kennedy Plowman is sales director at the Heritage House facility here in Atlantic, and John Jordan is the director of wellness. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Very good. Christmas, it seems like it's forever away, but it'll come up pretty quickly, and folks need to plan if they want to be part of certain types of activities and events. And tell us what you're planning there at the Heritage House.
Well, we've always had a pretty big impact in the community when it comes to Christmas. Most people have attended or been a part of our annual Christmas walk. We have an environmental services director, Jim Behrens, who's just a real kid at heart, and he loves Christmas, and he goes just a little crazy. And so in the past, we've lit up the whole basement, all the hallways. We have kids come in from the school and take them on tours. We take our residents through there, and we've also opened it up to the community to come through and kind of take a little Christmas walk. And so that's been a real tradition for years and years at Heritage House. And it seems like every year it got exponentially bigger until it was almost out of hand. But, I mean, people loved it, and it was a real kind of a festival in a way. Well, along comes COVID-19, mm-hmm. and lots of rules that go along with that. And so we've had to think a little outside the box. How are we going to still reach out to the community and our residents and make Christmas meaningful and fun at Heritage House when we can't gather, when we can't sit next to each other, when we can't share food and things like that together? So, of course, the idea of bringing hundreds of people into Heritage House to go through the halls and touch everything and go through, that's just not going to work. And so, and Kennedy is one of our newest leaders at Heritage House and comes in with fresh ideas. And so she's really been one of the ones that spearheaded this kind of a different approach to Christmas this year.
Yeah, so this year we'll be having an outdoor Christmas drive-through walkthrough. Imagine your winter wonderland outdoors instead of indoors like it used to be. We're going to have multiple businesses from around the community set up different displays, whether that be a tree or a tractor. We're welcoming all sizes of type of displays. And how community members can get involved with this is contacting Jim Behrens at Heritage House. They just need to let us know what they plan to bring, how big of a space they need to set up. And then on December 11th and 12th, we'll be having this event from 5 to 8 p.m. Community members can drive through Heritage House's grounds, or if they want to walk through, we have a really nice walking trail outside as well that they can walk through the winter wonderland of sorts.
Okay, very good.
So the idea, of course, is to have a lot of different kind of things that catch your eye or your ear or whatever. And maybe along the way, we're encouraging businesses. If they want to do a little self-promotion, that's fine with us. So, you know, you might have a tractor all decked out with Christmas lights, or like Kennedy said, maybe some trees or things like that, a nativity scene. We've got quite a variety of things we're planning for, and we're still open for business. I mean, if there are more people out there who've got an idea that they want to bring to Heritage House, that's great, and we welcome as many people as we can get.
Sure. Now, you mentioned drive through the grounds and things. Are you looking for mobile displays, or can people, like, set up on the ground? Because you have a pretty good campus there. Can folks set up a static display maybe somewhere on the grounds?
Absolutely. So all of our displays will be stationary. Okay. It'll be the community members that are driving through. So the businesses would pick a spot on our grounds. Whatever they have to set up there would just stay there. The community members will be able to drive through. In businesses don't have to be there during this event. They can just set up their display and go home if they would like. Of course, they're welcome to be there during the event if they want, but not required at all.
So are these displays all things that folks can see from their units at the Heritage House?
Yeah, we're hoping. Going to take them out? Yeah, that's a good question. We're going to try and set them up in places along the driveway and on the parking lot where you can, from your car, get a real good view of everything. And then there'll be some down in what we call our park with the little walking trail, the fitness trail, mm-hmm. that if you want to bundle up a little and take the kids and walk through there, we're encouraging family groups to walk through. So we're not going to turn 100 people walking arm in arm to walk down the trail. But yeah, so kind of an either or. If it's a beautiful Christmas, winter evening, then we're going to encourage people to walk. If they'd rather just stay in their car and just slowly drive through and look, then that's fine too. So kind of answering your whether it's static or moving, think of it this way. It's like a parade in reverse.
Okay.
So the floats are all parked, and the audience goes by the floats. So that's kind of what it's going to look like.
I've been to those parades
before.
Actually.
I bet you have.
I actually have.
Yeah.
No, but it's an opportunity for not just the residents of the Heritage House. This isn't just a Heritage House thing. This is a community-wide thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to get people from the community to come and take part in this. And we're also, of course, going to be taking our own residents in our little bus or in our vans and driving through. And maybe if it's a nice night again, we'll get our golf cart out and just take them through. So, yeah, it's kind of everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
One of our main goals with this was we know how excited families, kids, anyone from the community has gotten in the past with our Christmas walk, and we don't want COVID-19 to disappoint that excitement, and we wanted to bring that Christmas joy back in some way, and this Christmas walk slash drive-through is the way to do so.
Yeah, and we always in the past we put a lot of work into that Christmas walk. I mean, weeks of setting up, and sometimes you get a little Christmas burnout when you're doing, and
right.
people who have businesses and decorate and everything, they know exactly what I'm talking about. But the look on people's faces and the kids when they come through, it just makes it all worth it. It's like magic. And that's really what we're trying to still be able to capture that magic, but keep people safe.
Well, yes, keeping safe obviously is a big goal, but you know, when folks grow up in a small town and live and work in a small town all their lives and then retire, the last thing they want to do is be completely removed from the community that they've been so much a part of. They'd like to feel a part of things, and that's got to be a big part of this too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really want to have people feel like this is our hometown, this is our hometown Christmas, Heritage House. I mean, the thing that I always am surprised, and you know, Kennedy's our sales director, so she's the one that's talking to people about moving into Heritage House. It always surprises me when people move into Heritage House and find out they know most of the people that live there, or they've known somebody who lived there. The connections that reach out into the community, not just Atlantic, the county,
right.
All of Southwest Iowa, is just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you want to give them opportunity, too. It's not fun to be isolated. We want to get out as best we can, at least try to enjoy some of those things and involve yourself in some of the things that you're so used to.
Yeah, and this has been really challenging for a lot of retirement communities and schools and everything else. How do you keep as much tradition as you can in a situation, an environment that really is fighting you on that? And people have been incredibly creative in doing things and keeping people engaged and getting the community involved. And this, I think, could be the start of a new tradition at Heritage House, and I hope it is.
Yeah, well, I remember many, many years ago now, as part of the JCs here in Atlantic, we used to do a tour of lights each year.
Sure.
We'd set up a map. We'd scout out the community, set up a map and a route and that kind of stuff. We always worked with facilities like the Heritage House to set up some drivers to come pick up residents because we wanted them to be a part of it too, even if they didn't have transportation otherwise so they could get out. So it's just continuing some of the things that they've been able to do all those times. So, okay, let's get back to this then. What do folks need to do to get organized? What do you'd like them to do now?
Absolutely. So if any businesses in the Atlantic or surrounding communities would like to be a part of this event, they are welcome to call the Heritage House just at our main phone number and ask for Jim. And once they get a hold of Jim, they can just talk to him about what they want their display to be, what kind of space they need, and then they can set up their displays the week of December 7th. Through the 11th, and then again, our event will be held on December 11th and 12th from 5 to 8.
And the other thing is, you know, once you set something up, it's a lot of work to set it up. you got to tear it down. So we're hoping that people, you know, the next day on the 13th is what we're shooting for. Come in and get your displays, take them out of there, because, you know, then we're basically taking up most of our parking lot where our staff park, where, you know, maintenance people park, where visitors park. And so we need to get back to normal a little bit, but we're really trying to focus on this one weekend to just kind of say, hey, we're going to really go all in on Christmas and really make it happen.
Sure. Well, I'm sure when folks call, they can get all their questions answered, but I'm guessing one big question they're going to ask is, electricity? Yeah. Will we have access?
That's a great question. We do have quite a number of generators. And if they don't have one, we're encouraging people, if you've got a generator, and you know what, most of us either have one or know somebody that's got one. You can talk to pretty much any farmer, and they probably each got two. So if you can come with your own generator, that's great, because we'd like people to be kind of self-sufficient. But if you don't have one, we do have a number that we can help you set up and get that going. And if there's other little things they need as far as parking things, moving things, you know, we're going to do as much as we can to help that happen.
Easy enough. So otherwise, any other questions they might have can be answered on that phone call.
Absolutely. One question that I know I'd want to know, is there a winner? We will have judging. So before the event, we're going to go around and take pictures of each display. We'll be posting them on our Facebook page, and which business has that display. Whatever photo gets the most likes is the winner, and there will be a trophy and cash prize for that winner.
Yep. Ooh, okay. I never even thought about winners and losers in this deal.
And also there is, you know, there's no charge to set up a display. We are going to probably have a little donation pot that people going through, if they want to throw a few bucks in, we're going to take that money and use it towards our Good Samaritan Fund, which helps people after they no longer have the income to live there. It helps them keep living at Heritage House. You know, Heritage House has always had the motto that if you live at Heritage House, you're never going to be asked to leave. And so even when people sometimes outlive their resources, they still can have a home. And that's what the Good Samaritan Fund does. So it's a very worthwhile fund.
Very good. Well, Christmas is all about brightening up someone else's day. So this is an opportunity to do that for people. Kennedy, thanks for coming in. John, thanks for coming along. Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.